Hi, my name is Jamie from Scribendi.com, and today we're going to be talking about homophones. If you find yourself making common ESL mistakes, it's okay. English is one of the hardest languages to learn. English is a Germanic language, but a large portion of its vocabulary is derived from French, Greek, and Latin. Having such a blend of original language sources has led to a kaleidoscope of peculiar spellings for English words and to the creation of several hundred homophones. What is a homophone? A homophone is a word having the same sound as another word, but with a different spelling and meaning. While this is excellent news for those who enjoy puns and wordplays, grappling with the complexities of three different words pronounced two and three words pronounced right is not so funny when you are learning English as a second language or those who are not so confident with spelling. You can also try our homophone worksheet to test your homophone knowledge after you finish listening to this podcast. A closer look at homophones. Some homophones in everyday usage are far enough apart in spelling and meaning that rarely cause problems in ESL writing. For example, through, T-H-R-O-W-H, and through, T-H-R-E-W. It's less common words and those that are closer in spelling. For example, principal, P-R-I-N-C-I-P-A-L, and principle, P-R-I-N-C-I-P-L-E, that tend to cause confusion for native and non-native speakers alike. These are the sorts of words that often need to be corrected by our ESL editors. A homophone can also be a hononym. To make things even more confusing, some words are both homophones and homonyms. A homonym has the same spelling as another word, but different meaning. For example, might, meaning power and strength, and might, meaning the past tense of may, are hononyms, as are mite, meaning a tiny arachnid, and mite, meaning a small coin. So mite, M-I-G-H-T, and mite, M-I-T-E, are both homophones and homonyms. A homophone can also be a homograph as well as a hononym. Just when you thought things couldn't get any worse, some homophones can also be homographs as well as homonyms. A homograph is a word that has the same spelling as another, but has different meaning and different pronunciation. For example, bough, B-O-U-G-H, meaning a branch of a tree, is a homophone for bow, B-O-W, meaning to incline one's head or body, or bow, B-O-W, meaning the front end of a ship. These two spellings are pronounced the same and therefore homonyms. B-O-W can also be pronounced bow. When pronounced this way, bow refers to a slip knot with a double loop, something to play a violin with, or something to shoot an arrow with. Thus, B-O-W can be a homophone, a homonym, and a homograph. One final note. We warn students to be careful about relying on word processor spell checkers to help find and correct homographic problem words. Not only does a spell checker not always catch the problems, but when it does, it sometimes suggests the wrong correction. The best way to catch homophone hardships is to submit your paper to one of our English editors for a professional look. This podcast was brought to you by Scribendi.com, because grammar matters.